We rise by lifting others. Hello, this is Deborah Green, and we are kicking it in the kitchen. Let me spell kicking it again. It's KIKN-ITIN, the kitchen. All right. And I want to say hello and thank you to my talented engineer, Evan, that's back there holding my hand and leading me through all of this wonderful, wonderful message that I am going to give you tonight. Now, this is the last night that I am going to give you a message on Black History Month. Okay, so next month will be March, and we're going to go into something different, and I think it's going to be transitions. So we also might throw in a few things like manners in there for you 8th graders and you high schoolers and you intelligent, wonderful young adults that are coming into the community. So I'm going to give you a little secret. I'm going to tell you a little secret. I enjoy quotes. I have realized that every time I come across a quote, I like it and I write it down. And I'll tell you why. Quotes make me think, and that elevates my thinking. And remember, this is all about thinking differently and doing differently. So here's a quote. I don't know where it came from, but I like it. Great people do little things with excellence. Now, here's another quote. Education is the most powerful weapon you can use to change the world. That was by Nelson Mandela. Okay, a little Black history there. And I'm going to tie another message into Black History Month, because Black History Month is about many, many things. And this month, we have seen history being made all month long. And I'm going to go over just a few of the most popular ones just to make sure you know that and remember that Black history is American history, and we all bring something to the table. So when I tie in Black History Month and the many things about it, the first thing I want to know is, do you know your worth? You are worth quite a bit. Do you know it? Think about it. Also, urgency is something that we need more of. You need to understand a lot of information and just take in a lot of information. And there's an urgency attached to that for your learning, for your doing, for your sharing, for you just opening up and being a well-rounded human being. There's an urgency to that, and you need to work with it. Also, purpose. I love purpose. We should all live a purpose-driven life. It should drive you. Every day you should wake up with some purpose. You wake up and you go to school, 8th graders and high school students and young adults. If you have a purpose, you have a reason to get out there and rock and roll every day, and you should. Start off by saying good morning to everybody. And it's not for them, it's for you. Another thing, and this is a very, very big thing. I am really big on being prepared. You have to prepare for your success. You can't just get out here and claim it because, I don't know, you're in seventh grade or you're about to graduate from high school or college or anything else. Prepare for your success. And if you heard my earlier podcast, you would know what I'm talking about when I say that your preparation now is for your success in your 20s and your 30s. Now, if you lay back and do nothing now, it would be a scary thing when your 20s and 30s come. So, they call high school preparatory for a reason. It is for you to prepare. And you should always be excited about preparing, because that's part of your vision into the future, is preparation. Now, let's see if I can move this thing that I want to talk to you about when it comes to Black history and our American history, and the success, the achievement, the preparation, the drive that Black Americans had to make life better. Also, they were very, very conscious about their language. And that, ladies and gentlemen out there, is what I want to talk to you about. You see, when I'm in school every day and I watch students every day and I talk to you all every day, I learn a lot. When I listen to you and I listen to language that is beneath you, I get upset. I get upset for quite a few reasons. Number one, this state, as well as states all over the country, have spent billions of dollars to teach you to access language that you can use for your success, to move you forward into that place that you want to be. And when you misuse language, when you use foul language, it takes more from you than it does give to you. When you use foul language, you are doing several things. One, you are disrespecting yourself. And when it comes to Black history, we don't do that. When it comes to American history, when it comes to succeeding, when it comes to actually working together and working with others, you don't disrespect yourself and then turn around and disrespect others by using foul language. Billions of dollars have not been spent for you to do that. And your greatness depends on your mindset. Your mindset equals your assets. Let me say that again. Your mindset equals your assets. It increases your assets. Using foul language steals from you. It takes and gives nothing back. Using the language that you were meant to use right here and now, which is your English language, adds to your whole being. It adds to you as a person. And nobody wants to sit around and hear you cursing up a storm because you're too lazy to use the words that you need to. And that's how I feel about that. It steals from you. It's like a robber. It takes and it takes and it gives nothing back. And you will wind up in a situation where you slip. And it will always happen that you slip. You will continue to use it. You will continue to learn more of it. And you will lose the language that and the English and the good language that you were meant to use. And another little tidbit, you probably would not sit up in a conversation and use that language in front of your parents. So you can deny it if you want to, and most of the time people try to. But you and I both know that in a conversation, you wouldn't do that. And another thing is that you lose in a conversation. You lose the words. You don't enhance the language. And it makes you mediocre. It is too beneath the better you, the greater you, the more successful you, to use language that's totally unacceptable. And it doesn't make you that much popular either. Not in my book, but think about stopping. It's just that simple, guys. It's really not hard. It's It's very simple. Simply stop yourself. You can take bad language, like bad behavior, and start to control it, start to take back the power, because it does take power away from you. It takes influence and control away from you. And this is not the thing that you do. You shouldn't try to make a habit of it, and you shouldn't try to increase it. You simply stop it. And you do it early so that you can replace that bad language or those bad words with some real good ones. It only takes you focusing and controlling and thinking. I want you to start thinking differently about how you carry yourself, how you actually think of yourself. When you walk into any room, head held high with confidence and assurance that you can handle anything, you will. And it will just be another day for you. So that's, I think, pretty much all I have to say about that, I think. So let's move on to some of, and I forgot to mention these, and it was still going on, all of the accomplishments and all of the successes that were going on earlier in February. So I'm just going to throw the names out here, and I know you know who they are, so we'll do a little of that. Beyonce. We all know Beyonce set a record. She didn't break one. She set a record for having the most Grammys in the world. Last count was 32. Know anybody that has 32 Grammys? Anybody? I don't think so. Okay, so let's move on to Viola Davis. Viola Davis won an EGOT award. EGOT is the most prestigious award in artistry. And I say artistry when I mean she has won an Emmy. She has won a Grammy. She has won an Oscar. And she has won a Tony Award. EGOT. EGOT. Now, you can look up on Google or any forum that you like to find out how many, and maybe you should find out how many African Americans hold the EGOT award. I think there have been 11 given out, and 4 African Americans who have EGOTs. I can name 3. How many can you name? Look it up. Think about it. Okay, next, we've got LeBron James. Everybody knows that he broke Abdul-Jabbar's shooting record this month. Now, all of this happened this month. You are a part of history. And then we have, here's a surprise. In education, we have a young man by the name of David Balogun. No, let me say that again. Is Balogun. Yeah. David Balogun. David is 9 years old. He's a young African American who lives in Pennsylvania. And he graduated from high school online and during the COVID-19. And he's 9 years old. Graduated from high school with a GPA of 4.0. Okay. David is looking for the dream college right now. David was not allowed into Harvard, one of the most prestigious universities in the world. And most all of us know Harvard. That's the way they say it out east. Harvard. That long A. Anyway, David was not allowed into Harvard because he was too young to go onto campus. And his parents were quite concerned and still are quite concerned about the college that he should go to because he's only 9 years old going into college. And you all complain about a book report. Come on, everybody. And the next thing or the other thing that David would like to do is study black holes and the supernova. Last but not least, everybody, this is voting season. In April, we'll be voting for the mayor of Madison. And now, like today, we are voting for a Supreme Court justice. So, you can't vote now, all right? We know that. But you can ask your parents to take you to the polls just to get used to it, just to get the feel of it, so you can start making the connection. So remember, tell your parents, vote. So, that just rounds out my Black History Month here of all of the stars that we see every day. And do yourself a favor and go and look at a few of the things that you find in Black history. You'd be surprised, everybody. You would simply be surprised. So I want you here for Black History to think of your pride, think of your power, think of your purpose and your discipline. The respect that you have for yourself will just go out to everyone. But it starts with you first. You have to respect you first. And then everything else falls right in place. So, I am giving you this podcast from Civic Media at 92.7 FM. We are kicking it in the kitchen. You can go to my website at kicking-itinthekitchen, and I have feedback information. Please, somebody, tell me what I'm doing and how well I'm doing it. Thank you very much. And you can hear me on Civic Media. You can hear me on Google. And you can also hear me on Apple and Spotify. So, I'd love for you to contact me. And it was also suggested, just a little secret here, that I ask I began to interview some of our teens right here on the podcast. So, if you don't listen, you won't know. So, until next time, next month we will go into transition and we will also go into manners, everybody. It's a classy thing. We should all have them. All right. Until next time. Talk to you soon. And we'll kick it in the kitchen. Bye.